Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the How We Scaled show. My name is Jeff Brandeis, president and founder of CEO of Brandeis Coaching and Brandeis Training Solutions. Each of our episodes will feature a CEO, VP of sales, or an entrepreneur that has scaled their business to six, seven, even eight figures. And on the show, we will ask questions to them about what they did that scaled their business, that grew their revenues, that made them what they are today. So you're ready to listen and learn? Stay tuned. One, two, and three. Here we go. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. This is Jeff Brandeis with How We Scaled. So glad our podcast listeners are joining us for another episode. And today I bring you someone on the other side of my globe for me, and that's Shanu Mehta, who is founder and owner, I believe, of MMC Receipt. So, Shanu, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff.
So please tell our listeners a little bit about what MMC Receipt is all about.
MMC Receipt is under the umbrella brand of MMC. This is a third company that we have co-founded together. So me and my husband, both of us, we started our journey in the accounting space for 10 years ago. And this is our third product. So MMC Receipt is a receipt capturing app. What we do here is that a lot of time you have expenses and then you make a shoebox out of it and give it to your accountant to do the accounting, right? But I think with the advance of cloud accounting, this would be a very old approach, and it will never give you the real-time accounting, and it will never give you the exact financial report. Maybe it's the personal finance or your personal books or your business health. So in order to make your accounting live, what we have discovered is that if you click the picture of the receipt and you just upload it on a receipt capturing app like ours, it can directly flow into the accounting software. And you don't even need to code it. Because we use OCR and machine intelligence, it will also code it into the respective head. Let's say it's a coffee receipt or something, it will put it into meals or something to do with food. And then that's how all your expenses are already codified, and it makes life easier.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm not sure you're aware, but in my former life, I was an accountant. So you're definitely relating to things that I used to do with from the old days of the shoebox and the paper and things. Okay. Yeah, kind of aging myself here at this point. So are you focused on really big companies, mid-size? So what's your sweet spot if you?
So it's small and medium businesses. Those are the areas where we want to help, because the large corporations, they might be integrated with SAP or some in-house ERP. But for small, right, medium businesses, I think these kind of apps, they kind of are really important and crucial. So our product is just $15 a month. So we have specifically priced it in a way that any small and medium business owner can just hook it up with their accounting system.
Oh, that sounds more than reasonable. So is it, I guess you would integrate with QuickBooks or Quicken or, those type of programs out there?
Sure. So we are already integrated with QuickBooks Desktop, QuickBooks Online, Xero, and Zarmany. There's a product based out of Canada, FreshBooks. So we have integrated with all these accounting softwares. And the one thing which we've done, because we are our application is for SMEs, what we've done is that we have given a feature of exporting all the data into an Excel format or a CSV format. So whichever accounting software you have, you can just export from MMC Receipt in Excel format and import it into your software.
Oh, that sounds awesome. How do you differentiate yourself? I mean, I know there's a lot of different type of receipt apps out there. What makes you a little different than, than the others out there? I won't name names.
So there are a few receipt capturing apps. If there is Dext, there is Expensify, there is HubDoc. So these three are predominant receipt capturing app in the US and Canadian market. What makes us different is that most of these apps do not have a line item description feature. So let's say if your receipt has multiple lines, so our app decodes the line item. It also captures multi-currency, because sometimes you're traveling and you might have expenses in different currencies. So our app captures that. And the third thing that we swear by is accuracy, because I would just not say OCR and machine learning. We are based out of India. Luckily, we have the human intelligence and a human eye also added to the layer of OCR and machine intelligence. So the accuracy of our app is what people really like.
That sounds really awesome. So obviously the name of my podcast is How We Scaled. So take our listeners a little bit of how you've grown your company through the years from and what you're doing today to continue for your growth.
Sure. So for here, this thing, I would like to take an example of, me and my husband, we were on our honeymoon when we found the idea of the first company. So we were in New Zealand, and the founder of Xero, Mr. Rod Drury, he's from New Zealand, and Xero is a New Zealand-based product. So we were traveling, and then we were on a cable car, and Rod, we didn't know who he was, but because I'm an engineer and my husband is a CPA, so when we hear the language of accounting or technology, we know that what's happening. So Rod was talking to his team that we could understand there was a problem, and he was trying to address that and explain to his colleague or team member. And once he got off the phone, my husband offered him that, hey, I think you're talking about this and it might work this way. And me being a computer science engineer, I told him that, you know, technologically how it is possible. And he said, okay, fine, let me try. He picked up the phone and told his team members, and yeah, eventually the solution worked, and he invited us to the Wellington office, which was their headquarters. And it was an annual meeting for them. So he offered us that, why don't you become a migration partner with us? When people want to come onto our platform, you can help them, with migration. So that was the first thing. So when we're talking about scaling up, what I want to say here, that first we picked up a service, a niche service. We really got, we accumulated the domain expertise around that. And when we felt that the moment was right, that we have understood the space, we know how the domain works, we know our customer, that is when we push the scale button. So sometime when you start a business, you really want to scale up really fast. But I think you need to first build on to the base. You need to accumulate those number of domain expertise, number of hours that give you the edge or a leverage over your competitors, and then you push the scaling up button. This is what worked for us. So I think that is the point which I would want to touch upon, that don't hurry up to scale up. Let's just build it to the point where you can pull the lever, and then you actually start the or ride the wave.
Awesome. I think that's great advice. I think a lot of times our entrepreneurs are hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. And they don't think about really everything that goes into, pun expression, the hurry up aspect of it. And then delivering everything that they've just promised is also the other challenge of things. So I think that's really great advice. So Shanu, as a leader of the business, how do you spend your time?
As a leader of my business?
Yes. What are you focusing on the most?
Right now, MMC receipts, I mean, I'm very confident about my products. So scaling up is right now my focus after spending a good amount of time on product development. Now I'm in the phase where I want to hack this growth. So we are kind of channeling up. We are trying to find the resellers in different markets, and we are trying to do B2B tie-ups, because maybe there are accounting softwares out there who would want to add this feature. So we want to tie up with them so that for extra $2, $3 or something, they can integrate with our app, and we can offer it all to all the customers of those accounting software. So that is what we are trying to do, B2B tie-ups.
So you're scaling through reseller channel as opposed to having like a direct sales force, so to speak, at this point.
Yes, resellers and B2B tie-ups with different accounting softwares.
Sure, accounting firms. That makes sense. What's the culture, at your organization from work environment and being able to partner and collaborate with you?
So basically, if you talk about, we built our organization in a very particular hiring way. So 100% of my workforce is women. So that is what we try to build in. So we have a team of over 250 employees now. And so we have 100% of them are women. We have a outsourced team of IT department, which is separate, which does not sit with the core team. But so I think this particular thing, it was not on purpose. It's just that initially my team was all women, and then it just kept on. They got more friends and sisters and everything. So this is how it started. But the culture that we've tried to, we have very strong work ethics here. We don't want to be like a IT company based out of India, which is just developing. We actually are a customer funded company. We have never gone the funding route so far. We were customer funded from the day one. So customer first, that culture has been deeply ingrained in my team. And now when we are in a position that we 100% of our business is export. So it is good that we have got an opportunity to tie up with one of the biggest accounting software company in the world, Intuit. So we are their exclusive partners for Australia region, South Africa, Ireland, Asia, Zero. So my team is very humble, yet they kind of interact with all these great players in the market. So I think humility is also ingrained in our work culture. And I love that.
That's awesome. So, I mean, we always talk about opportunities and all the good things that are going on. I'm always curious on, technology is changing rapidly. There's always threats going on. What do you see as, things that you look over the next 6 months, 12 months, as really the threats that you're going to need to overcome and really what you see as your next opportunities?
So I think as we're talking about coding the receipts into the particular heads, I think all over the world, there are some million transactions that are being fed into cloud accounting software as we are talking. So I think some collective intelligence is also being built that, these vendors are going into this particular head. So I think in the coming 6 months or 12 months, we are going to see that whatever data has been accounted throughout the world, it is going to be built upon a collective intelligence engine so that if, let's say, somebody is putting up a Starbucks bill on meals in one part of the world, if somebody else is also putting up a Starbucks bill, it will directly get coded into meals. So I think this whole collective data is going to make some engine around the accounting so efficient that all of this that we are trying to achieve is going to actually squeeze into a few microseconds. So this is the trend I see in my industry. As a person who has, I do read about various industries, but I can only talk about my domain. So yeah, this is what I see in my domain.
Awesome. And I know receipts are becoming a lot more electronic, so it's a lot more organized that way. But I would presume if I'm out and bought lunch and I actually had a paper receipt, you'd be able to still take a picture of it and be able to bring that into your program as well.
Yes, absolutely. So you can click a picture of a paper receipt. If you get some online receipt, all you have to do is just email to the MMC receipt ID and it will get decoded. Even if not an email, let's say if you have some Amazon receipts, because we directly integrate with Amazon, so it will flow into our system. So yeah, all those paper receipts and everything that anyway the receipt is coming to you, it can be thrown into our capturing app.
Oh, that sounds awesome. It sounds like it's saving the entrepreneur a significant amount of time, which at the end of the day is really what it's all about, making someone more productive, not having to spend time to
To the mundane task of accounting. Yeah, an entrepreneur is supposed to take risky decisions and innovative decisions and make lives of other people easier. They don't have to be stuck up with all the mundane jobs. So yeah.
And I guess the other benefit is the more organized you are as a business and as an individual, and the better you can get your bookkeeping or your record keeping in place, the easier it is for the accountant or the CPA to be able to take that information and do the tax returns, do the whatever they need to do, and therefore making that person even also more productive as well. Correct?
Absolutely. And sometimes I feel, you know, when you're doing the real-time accounting, it gives you the pulse of your business. Sometimes, you know, if you the reality, you know, all these apps, they keep your data so organized and so up to date that you have no option but to know your P&L, you know your cash flow, and anything that can be measured, I think that can be improved. So I'm a big fan of real-time data coming to the entrepreneur. Just keep it I've wanted right there.
Right. Yeah. No, that's awesome. So Shanu, if someone wanted to find you and connect with you and learn more information about MMC Receipt, what's the best way for them to do that?
To our website, www.mmcreceipt.com. We have the chat, 24-hour chat option. We have a callback request option. You can write a mail on info@mmcreceipt.com. I am available on LinkedIn by the name Shanu Mehta. And I'm also on Twitter by Shanu Mehta 25.
That's awesome. So thank you so much for joining the podcast today, Shanu. I learned a lot, and I think it's a tool that, you know, every entrepreneur, every business can utilize, because we all have receipts. We're all, with all the respect, we all spend money, you know, so yes. We always have to track it for our business. So it's definitely something that everyone should have in their toolbox. Correct?
Yes, shoebox. Thank you so much, Jen.
Oh, my pleasure.
For asking such interesting questions, for giving me this opportunity to talk to you and to talk to your audience. And I look forward to meet you very soon once the COVID times are over.
Awesome. So thank you, everyone, for listening to our podcast, How We Scale. Again, this is Jeff Brandeis. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to having our listeners back for another episode coming up soon. Again, thank you. Have a great day, everyone. Thank you so much for joining. I truly hope everyone enjoyed the podcast and our special guest. I know each of you are really excited to possibly even be a guest on our podcast. So feel free to fill out the application form that's below. We'll follow back up with you, be in touch with you, and be great to have you. In addition, I know I'll be reaching out to you to see how we might be able to even do some business and have a conversation about working together. Again, thank you so much for joining our podcast. And if you do know of someone else that actually would like to be on the podcast, feel free to recommend him or her to also fill out the application below. Again, thank you so much for joining. Have a great day, and see you next week on How We Scale.